Employers can rely too much on law enforcement to handle employees accused of misconduct. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Tippett, associate professor in the School of Law at the University of Oregon, discusses why employers should be prepared to act without outside assistance.
In the news, we've heard a lot about employers being asleep at the switch when someone is accused of misconduct in the workplace. For example, the Me Too movement revealed that several prominent men had a history of harassment that went unaddressed. We also saw that during the Larry Nassar scandal, the U.S. gymnastics doctor who was convicted of sex crimes. Victims say they tried to alert his employer for years before he was publicly exposed. So why don't employers do more? You might assume that it comes down to a he said, she said situation, where the employer just doesn't know who to believe. But when I looked at legal cases involving employees accused of mistreating children, that generally was not the case. More commonly, everyone more or less agreed about what had happened. Instead, they disagreed about the meaning of the conduct and the discipline that should result. In these cases, it seemed as though employers relied too much on legal rules and law enforcement to decide their decisions, and that left them unprepared for situations when law enforcement decides not to act. Instead of sticking their heads in the sand, employers should assume these types of situations will come up and invest the time and effort to decide in advance which behaviors won't be tolerated in the workplace. And then they need to back up those rules with action. Employers have a lot of power because they get to decide who has access to the workplace and the people they serve. Sometimes exercising that power wisely means cutting off someone's access if they prove to be untrustworthy.
That was Elizabeth Tippett of the University of Oregon. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.